Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I'm trying to help you. Take my deodorant.
I don't want it.
106.5 The End.
Obviously, if you're stuck at home, lots of people's routines are thrown off. Obviously, you're probably sleeping in later because you just have to walk downstairs to go to work. But Katie, what have you noticed?
I've noticed that a lot of people's beauty regimens and routines are all thrown off. Go
Why?
Get your hair colored.
Oh, those.
Oh, right.
Get a haircut for boys.
Right.
Get your lashes filled, nails filled. Mm-hmm. For me, I don't color my hair. I don't do my nails. I get facials, mm-hmm. I get Botox, and I get lashes. And I love those three things very, very much. And much like you guys, Gavin, you got a haircut right before all this happened.
Like the day before.
Rain, you did not.
I did not.
Okay.
Are you close to doing it yourself?
Nope, not going to do it myself.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to see, it's going to be very bad by the time this is all over.
My husband told me he's working on a ponytail.
Oh, and I said, beard.
Oh my God.
And a ponytail.
Who is this guy?
Sons of Anarchy.
Someone's going to the top of Everest.
He said, I'm going to grow my hair out like that guy from that movie. I said, Castaway. He did not laugh. Anyways, shout out, Tight Knit Spa is where I go to get my Botox. Mm-hmm. Well, I got my Botox last at a time when, like, basically now would be the time to get it again. And my facials and all those different things. So I have had to start doing my beauty regimens at home. Trying to. Mm-hmm. Not Botox myself at home. Gavin, I saw the look on your face.
I actually wasn't listening for a second because as you're talking, something's catching my eye.
I've given myself a black eye.
You know what? I noticed that, but it's not my place to say anything.
I've given myself a black eye because I'm trying to do salves and creams and I have a jade stone. And the jade stone is for puffiness.
Uh-huh. Every night. Isn't that the thing that Gwyneth Paltrow says you're supposed to put inside of you?
That's a jade egg.
Ah, I get my jades mixed up.
This is like a flat, it almost looks like a rock, like a really flat rock that you would skip, but it's green and it's made of jade.
Okay.
What?
What? You're right. Everything you're saying doesn't sound like it's from a fantasy novel.
It doesn't.
What do you
match.
Do with your magic green rock?
Well, you rub it like under your eyes,
okay,
and then down the sides of your face,
okay.
So if you have puffiness under your eyes,
uh-huh,
you can like drain it through the lymphatic system on your face.
Why does it have to be jade?
It doesn't have to be jade. Mine is just jade.
Oh, it just happens to be.
I mean, jade is rose stone is another one.
Any river
and
rock.
It's a stone that also stays really cold.
Get some gravel from out for the driveway.
No.
Coal?
Right, yeah.
So I was doing my lymphatic draining as I've been doing for several days now.
Absolutely.
And I must have hit something in the corner of my eye because I now have a black eye.
I mean, it's really in the corner. It looks like it's like right on the tip of your lower eyelid.
Yeah.
Why were you rocking your face that close to your eye? Well, you have to get all the way in there?
It's shaped in a way that it kind of can, like, it's shaped in a way that if you just set it on your face,
yeah,
it like lays right under your eye. So okay. It has a kind of a scoop out.
Okay.
So, because that is exactly what it's used for. I wasn't doing it hard.
Mm-hmm.
I must have just hit something. And let me tell you, this happened on Friday night.
Wow.
It is not changing color. It's not doing that thing that a bruise does where it's like, okay, we're getting a little bit better, guys.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be okay.
Okay.
It has stayed this color.
Can you see okay?
I can see fine.
Okay, good. Because I'm going to tell you what I tell my kids when they start wrestling. We're not going to the emergency room.
Sure.
I don't care how bad something gets. We're not going.
And it doesn't hurt at all.
It doesn't. Okay, well, that's good.
No. I think I just like broke a blood vessel.
Can I say something else?
Yeah.
Do you only have eyelashes on one eye like the guy from Clockwork Orange?
Okay, for those people that don't know, I do my makeup in the studio. I haven't gotten there yet. I have some eyelashes on one side. For the most part, on that eye, my right eye, the rest have fallen out.
Yeah, boy.
My left eye, we're doing mostly okay. Give me an hour and then I'll be fine.
Oh, between the black eye and the and one eye's ready for a party and the other one's ready for sleep.
Okay,
I can't look
at you. You guys both look like you're begging for a barber shop, so I would not start.
Not me. I'm fine.
No, you're not.
I still have like 2 more weeks left on this cut.
And his porn stash is looking fantastic.
Thank you. I kind of shaped it a little bit over the weekend.
Looks good.
The stubble's growing in.
It's, yeah, the stubble with the mustache is bad.
It makes the mustache less jarring. I think. What do you think?
I need it more jarring.
You need it more jarring?
Yeah, I need it in my face.
I'll shave today.
Yeah.
I'll shave today. And I'll try not to give myself a black eye.
I'm going to give you a black eye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.